It's 12 minutes after 2 o'clock. You got Freeform on your radio, and just as I promised, right here in the studio, we've got a whole bunch of fabulous musicians, including Kiran Ahluwalia. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for coming up today. I know you're going to be playing this evening at National Hispanic Cultural Center. Is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah. So I appreciate you taking the time out to come and do this, too.
Oh, our pleasure. I've been here before, this radio station.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. I really like it.
Oh, yeah, we do, too. How could you not?
Exactly.
Kiran was born in India, moved to Toronto when you were just a kid, and I understand you almost landed up in financial services.
Yep, I was a bond trader.
Oh my God.
For a while. I got my MBA in Halifax, the east coast of Canada.
Wow.
And then I traded bonds for a while, but I really hated it.
Sure.
And, you know, didn't think I could make a living in living in North America doing Indian music. And so just kind of took a year off and fell into a career in Indian music, which I had been learning since the age of five.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, I, for one, am awfully glad that it worked out that way.
As am I. Makes two of us.
So where did you find all these wonderful people that are playing with you?
Oh, here, there, and everywhere. On guitar is Rez Abbasi, and Rez has his own group. He's quite well known in the jazz world.
Yes.
And then we have Niku Nayar from Toronto, lovely, lovely bass player. And then we have Rob Curto on accordion, also from New York City, has his own group. And there's on tabla is Nitin Mitta. And he lives in, he's also born in India, but lives in New York City right now, and also gigs around a lot. So it's really hard. I mean, everyone's got very busy schedules because they're great musicians. So it's getting tougher to, you know, get them all here for the same tour. But it's been happening quite well.
They've been
making time, yeah.
Well, good. Is this a long tour that you're on right now or just a few dates here and there?
I know it's pretty long, and we started in the beginning of November, and we're touring the U.S. And after Albuquerque, we go to Boston, and then we start the European tour right away. So we go to Venice, Italy, and Thessaloniki, Greece, and Sofia, Bulgaria.
Wow.
And then we come home at the end of November.
Yeah. What a life. How great.
It is. Yeah. And, not the least of all the people that you meet.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're mighty glad to meet you and have all of you up here today. Of course, we're here all about the music. So we're going to do some live music this afternoon.
Sure.
Yeah. What do you got coming up first?
We're going to do Yarnal for you. This is from the new CD, Amzameen. And this is a song called Yarnal. And it starts off being a song about people who love to drink a lot.
Sign me up.
And the song is saying that just like people who love to drink just can't get enough, their thirst is never quenched, I too am intoxicated with my beloved, and I just can't get enough.
Wonderful. Now, I want to warn our listeners that I'm going to kind of mix on the fly here. So if it's a little rocky when we just get started, please just bear with us and we'll do the best we can.
Yeah, it's not us. It's Mary B.
I'm willing to take the blame. No problem. So whenever you're ready.
Here we go.
ਸ਼ਰਾਬੀ ਪੀ ਕੇ ਹੋ ਜਾਨ ਟੱਲੀ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਪੀਂਦੇ ਨੇ ਸ਼ਰਾਬੀ ਪੀ ਕੇ ਹੋ ਜਾਨ ਟੱਲੀ ਭਾਵੇਂ ਕਿੰਨੀ ਵੀ ਪੀ ਜਾਣ ਪਰ ਹੋਏ ਨਾ ਤਸੱਲੀ ਭਾਵੇਂ ਕਿੰਨੀ ਵੀ ਪੀ ਜਾਣ ਪਰ ਹੋਏ ਨਾ ਤਸੱਲੀ ਮੈਂ ਵੀ ਉਹ ਪਿਆਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੋ ਗਈ ਬਲੱਲੀ ਮੈਂ ਵੀ ਉਹ ਪਿਆਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੋ ਗਈ ਬਲੱਲੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਅੱਜ ਨਾ ਬੁਲਾ ਪੀਂਦੇ ਨੇ ਸ਼ਰਾਬੀ ਪੀ ਕੇ ਹੋ ਜਾਨ ਟੱਲੀ ਜਿਵੇਂ मच्छे तर थल्ली सारा कुंभो का जमाना जद मच्छे तर थल्ली मैनु आज ना बुलायो मैं ता यार नाल चली यार नाल चली मैं ता यार नाल चली मैनु आज ना बुलायो यार नाल चली यार नाल चली मैं ता यार नाल चली जिवे पीने शराबी बिगे हो जार
That went all right. Sure sounded good to me. Of course, I get to be sitting right here in the room with you.
Thank you.
And was that from the new CD, the current CD?
Mm-hmm.
That CD called Am Zamin. Am I saying that right?
Exactly right. And Am Zamin, Common Ground.
Common Ground, mm-hmm. Yes. And I'm sure our listeners will be interested to know that also appearing on this CD, one of our favorite Tuareg groups, Tanarawin. Mm-hmm. You did a lot of work with them. I think they appear on 3 or 4 tracks on the CD.
Yep, we recorded with them in Paris in France with Tanarawin and with another group called Terracaft in Angers, France. And Terracaft is it's a lesser-known group, but the rhythm guitarist of Terracaft is the person who invented the Tuareg rhythm guitar style.
Yes.
And he's one of the original members with Ibrahim of the group Tanarawin.
Yeah.
But Diara, the rhythm guitarist of Terracaft, he got thrown into jail. And so he wasn't able to quite develop with Tanarawin, being in jail and all. And so Tanarawin went their way, and then when Diara got out, now he's got his own group, Terracaft.
Terrific. Mm-hmm. I'll look forward to hearing from them as well. Have you had the opportunity to perform with them or just record?
No, I've performed with Tanarawin a number of times.
They are adorable.
They are.
I saw them live earlier this year, I think, and they're just captivating.
They're mesmerizing, and I've been invited to go to the Festival of the Desert in January to recreate the collaborations with them. And I should have really been going to the festival the last 2 years because it's taken me, you know, actually 2 to 3 years to research this music. And I wanted to go every year, but you know, it's right in the middle of the desert, and you have to have, you live in tents, and I'm just, you know, I was so afraid of the toilet situation.
Oh, and a city girl.
I'm just not a porta potty kind of girl or a camping tent kind of girl. But yeah, it's the Occupied Desert campaign there, over there, you know, by the Tuaregs, which I'm going to, now that I have an official invitation, I shall go occupy the desert and sing with them.
Excellent.
And, yeah.
Excellent. Well, let's do another song. How about
sure,
that?
Sure, yeah. We're going to do a song called Rabaru. And this song, in this song, I'm asking for a blanket of contentment. How? By asking not for just one lifetime with my beloved, but seven lifetimes with my beloved.
All right.
Here we go.
प्यास मोरी यही एक आस मोरी तू बुझा
Oh, I'm loving it. I'm just loving it. You're listening live to Kiran Ahluwalia and a whole bunch of her friends. They're going to be performing this evening at the National Hispanic Cultural Center at 8 p.m. So you might want to think about really checking out the whole show tonight. I'm sure it'll be fabulous.
We hope so.
Yeah. So I am just, probably one of my favorite musical things in the whole world is world fusion, where different cultures come together and just come up with something new and wonderful. How is it that you landed up working with the Tuareg musicians?
Well, I've collaborated a lot on all of my CDs. So when I like something, when I hear something that I like, I'm not really bounded by the boundaries of my Indian genre or my Canadian upbringing. I just take it. And so with Tenariwan, it started in 2004. I heard them in Toronto, and I really fell in love with them, much like the rest of the world.
Yes.
And didn't buy the CD at that moment at that concert, but a couple of weeks later, couldn't get their sound out of my head. So bought their CD, eventually bought another one, and I started... I composed a song influenced by them. And at that time, I was recording Wanderlust, my previous CD. So I put that song, which was influenced by Tenariwan, I put that song on the Wanderlust CD. Then, a couple of years later, I met their producer, Justin Adams, in Copenhagen. I was there because I was being given this award, the Songlines WOMAD Award, and Justin was there too. And I told him about this, that I'd composed something influenced by Tenariwan, and he wanted to hear it. And so we continued the conversation, and he said, well, you know, we could do something with them. And I thought that would be great.
Yes.
And then my CD was sent to Ibrahim, the lead guitarist and singer of Tenariwan. And, you know, thankfully he liked it and he wanted to do it. And so then the rest was just logistics.
Yeah.
And then when we ended up in Paris... together, I had done a lot of homework beforehand in how to compose the songs. The song I did with Tenariwan is a classic, but I was composing for the other Tuareg bands. So I'd done a lot of homework as to what would work and what wouldn't. But when I got there and we started singing, it was a no-brainer. It just, everything unfolded by itself. And it wasn't work at all. It was just joy.
Yeah, how exciting. How wonderful to be able to do that.
I'm very lucky that I was able to do that, yeah.
Now, there is a song that is on the new CD that we talked about earlier. Is that the one you're going to do next?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited.
This is a Pakistani classic song, Must. And this song is talking about intoxication of a different kind.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, what is this song about? Because I have no idea.
Must literally means lost in something, like intoxicated with something.
Yeah.
And this song is about a Sufi Muslim saint who was intoxicated with God. And so he's just so intoxicated that he's whirling round and round, and he's asking God to basically wipe away all the darkness.
Mm.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, sing it for us.
Here we go, yeah.
Kalandar must, the must, Kalandar must. The must, Kalandar must, the must, Kalandar must. The must, Kalandar must, the must, Kalandar must. The must, Kalandar must, the must, Kalandar must. Mera virid hai dam dam Ali Ali, mera virid hai dam dam Ali Ali. Sagilal Kalandar must. Sagilal Kalandar must, Julelal Kalandar must, the must Kalandar must, the Kalandar must, the must Kalandar must, the must Kalandar must. Aki Jamalanga, Aki Jamalanga, Aki Jamalanga, Ali Ali Ali.
Oh, you just made my day. That was so good. That was just amazingly wonderful and great.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you. My goodness. So do you have any other crazy collaborations on the horizon, or what else might be next for you?
I don't know yet. I'm pretty stuck in the Tuareg groove for now.
Yeah.
I started composing earlier this year for the next CD, and it is still very much influenced by Tuareg rhythms and phrases.
Yeah.
And when I go to the desert in January, I think I'll probably hang around for a little bit longer than the festival.
How cool. Wonderful. Well, it's such a delight to have you up here this afternoon.
Thank you
for having us. Kiran Ahluwalia and friends will be performing at the National Hispanic Cultural Center this evening at 8 p.m. If you're heading over there, now you know what you're in for. And if you weren't planning on it, you may have just changed your mind. So thank you again so very, very much for coming up.